heard it. Oh, you get that at your heart. I don't know.
Well, the Lord gives you some gifts, and then there's other gifts the Lord doesn't give you, as my daughter will attest to. Well, I'm humbled to come before you today. It's always a blessing to come before the body of Christ. And as Pastor Tim said, I do believe God has called me in this hour to be an encourager because of what we see going on in the world. And I'm going to touch bases on some of the things that Pastor Tim was talking about last week, but I'm going to spin it a little bit about how we're to respond to that biblically. And so I'm following in suit with some of that. But I want to say, you have no idea who you are. As the body of Christ, we have absolutely no idea in this hour who we are. And I believe the Lord God's going to bring revelation about that today. And we're going to walk out of here with a better understanding of how to respond to what's going on in the world today. Because things are starting to change. And you can take a stance and you can take a viewpoint. I'm going to put my head in the sand. It's just going to happen. There's nothing I can do about it. Or I'm going to make a conscious decision to become the body of Christ in this hour. Amen. And that's what the word of the Lord is going to release today. But if you look in the news, what's in the news today? I went online as I started to put things together. And it says some of these things. Please seek help finding robber. This is Janesville News. Delavan woman facing 5 OWIs. Trump, Cruz, both feed on compulsive haters. And I'm not making a political statement. These are the words of the news. Rock County considers practice of jailing people because they can't pay fines. Clinton man whose truck hit boy faces drug charges. N-word at Janesville homeless shelter leads to hate crime charges. Pro-white demonstrators arrested. 3 accused in fatal shooting of dog are taken from Darlington resident. This is your news in Rock County this weekend. Police investigate overnight vehicle damage. Hundreds of UW students protest students' arrest because of a racist incident. The Wisconsin State Journal, and I don't know if any of you have heard this, it's called Hands on Wisconsin. What would Jesus do at lunch? The free lunch accompanied with a side of religion has caused controversy in the Middleton School District. Some students getting together and talking about Jesus at lunchtime and all sorts of other students protesting this. This is your news in Wisconsin. North Korea, if we're going internationally, fires apparent ballistic missile from submarine, the South says. Civilian casualties mount in war on ISIS. 911 call in Ohio. There's blood everywhere. This is your news going on this weekend. Georgia shooting suspect described as a ticking time bomb. The state of the world seems rather bleak, even from our own backyard. Pick up a newspaper. Listen to the news, get on the radio, scroll through Facebook, which, by the way, I'm shutting down because it's so negative, and you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. The world seems to be going to heck in a handbasket. Crime, hatred, wars, terrorism, anti-everything sentiment, and believe me, it's anti-everything. If you've got a view, someone's got an opposing view, and they're going to be more than happy to tell you your view's incorrect. That's what's going on in the world. Seems we are going along for the ride. Not what we can do, or probably should be doing, you may be thinking. I'm concerned, I'm worried about the future. I hear it. Things seem to be spiraling out of control. Well, what's the answer? What is the response? Hear me very closely this morning. What is the answer? What is the response? You are. You're the body of Christ. You're the answer. You're the response in this hour to what's going on in the world around you. And if you don't have that revelation now, I hope you do by the time you leave, because he's calling you to respond in this hour. We have been created and designed for this season of darkness. We are the body of Christ. And there's no substitute for what God's going to do through his body. I'm not worried or fearful about what's going on in the world. I've gotten a revelation. I was designed and created for this season to have an impact on the darkness that's around me. You are the answer. And I don't know anything about any of your skills, any of your giftings and callings, but believe me, you have them because you're the body of Christ. He created us for this time and this season to bring forth what he wants to bring forth, and we're going to talk about that today. But it is you that is the answer. And if you don't think it's you, I'm telling you, it's you. We're doing it corporately, but we're doing it individually because we all leave this place and we all go into the places that God's sending us to go to release what he wants to release in this hour. The body of Christ is supposed to rise up in this hour. State of the world bleak. Allow me to lay a brief biblical foundation before we start, and I'm just going to give you a couple scriptures. You can just listen if you want, but I'm going to the book of St. John. John 1:4. It says, "In him Jesus was life. And the light was," and hear this very clearly, "the life was," and I say is, "the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and shined in the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it." Second scripture from John 5:26. "For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself." We have John 1:4, we have John 5:26, John 6:39. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." This is the will of him who sent me, "that all that he hath given me I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." And the fourth scripture in John is John 8:12. And this is the key. "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The word of the Lord today is light of life. He was on assignment to seek and to save that which was lost, to bring life. He knew the assignment, and he did absolutely not alter the course. He was determined, he was driven, driven to accomplish the goal set before him. He was the light come down out of heaven, the light of life, which was and continues to be freely offered to anyone who wants to receive it. That light is the light of men. So significant that those who believe in him will shine because the light or life in them, you can't do anything but shine. Everyone in the room that's professing Jesus the Christ as Lord and Savior has the light of life in them, and that life is supposed to shine in this hour because we're now in dark times. You are the light of life because Christ Jesus lives in you. You are the one that's supposed to rise up in this hour and go into the dark places and begin to shine. You are highly equipped to do so. We're going to talk about it. You are ready to do so. It's the time that the church start to arise, not hide their head in the sand. Oh my goodness, what a terrible time this is. Yeah, it's a terrible time. You were created for just this season. Amen. You're supposed to be the one that says, "I'm going to pierce the darkness." Because you've been equipped to do so. By your own works? Absolutely not. Because you have the light of life in you. You believe in Jesus the Christ as Lord and Savior. And he's calling you in this hour to stand up and make a change in the world around you. You're the answer to the problem. You better believe it. I say good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. The living word of life. Savior and Deliverer Jesus, the Anointed One of God, who is the light of life, in spite of what the current worldview will tell you otherwise or to the contrary, who shineth in the darkness, and continues to shine, and most assuredly even now, as he brought and he brings forth life. Life abundant here and now. It's not just about when we get to heaven, things are going to be great. Life abundant here and now. And eternal life. A life that is luminous, or it lights up anywhere you go. Life that is set on fire. When you have life in you, you will shine. Everybody in the room, shine. Dare I say, you are now carrying the light. You and I are light bearers. The light of Christ Jesus, because we have life brought forth, it is you and I that are supposed to go forth. We are commissioned. We are commissioned, not by man. Biblically, we are commissioned by the Godhead to go forth and shine, or illuminate. Literally, light up the darkness around us. Bring forth the light that is within us, and watch and see what transpires. Your light of light, or life of Jesus, pierces the darkness wherever the Lord commissions you to shine, as leading by the Holy Spirit. If the Lord puts you on assignment and puts you in a place of darkness, you better believe he expects that you're going to shine. You don't have to do anything. You can just show up in a room and you will begin to pierce the darkness that's present there, because you're on assignment to do so, because you have the light of life in you. Jesus the Christ in you, with you, going forward in any situation he places you in at the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's what light was designed to do. Pierce the darkness. Body of Christ. Oh, I don't know what to do. You absolutely know what to do. You're the light. Well, my brother Joe here is going to go over and deal with that issue. I don't think so. You are called to deal with that issue. Go stand in a dark place and watch and see what the Lord's going to do through you. You're the light bearer. You're the one that carries the light that God wants to work through, because Jesus is in you. We heard of apostasy in recent teaching by Pastor Tim. The state of the world today, and biblically what we know is still yet to come, what is supposed to transpire. Pick up the book of Revelation and start to read what it says is going to happen in the end times. It's a good teaching to gain understanding, so we will not think it strange, the word says, as these events unfold. And they will, and they are unfolding, as Pastor Tim released. The word is truth. It cannot lie. However, what does the word tell us as the body of Christ? Fear not. Fear not. The body of Christ shouldn't be walking around in fear because of the darkness and the gross darkness that is coming upon us in this time. Christ told us it was going to happen. And he didn't tell us it was going to happen, so I'm sorry, maybe you disagree, that he can immediately rapture us out of here. He put us at this point in time to bear light to a lost and dying generation. He's equipped you for just this time and season to pierce the darkness that's around you. We are to fear not. The light of life simply can't be extinguished. You can't snuff out King Jesus. No matter how hard the world tries to snuff him out, to stop him at schools, to stop him at prayer days, to stop him here, to stop him there, to say he was nothing, to say he was a good prophet, whatever they're saying, you can't snuff out Jesus. The word is truth. I don't speak it because it's written. I speak it because I feel it, because the Holy Spirit is in me. The word is truth, and it says Jesus can't be snuffed out. He's eternal. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You aren't going to stop King Jesus. And you carry King Jesus. You think anything's too difficult for him? You think any dark spot in the face of the earth is too difficult for him? He is the most powerful power source in the universe, and you're connected to him because you believe in him as your Lord and Savior. Watch and see what he'll do through poor little you. It doesn't matter what your age is and all these other things. Watch and see what the Lord will do through you as he commissions you, leads you by the Holy Spirit to go out and release light in a dark place. You'll even be amazed. It isn't about you. It isn't about me. It's about what the Lord God's going to do in and through us. He's an awesome God. Jesus is the power source that you don't want to be without as you walk in these dark times. And I'm telling you, the body of Christ ought to know who they are in this hour. Stop being afraid of what's going on. Stop being worried about what's going on, and start taking action. Light of life, moving forth out of the four walls, wherever he calls you to go forth. Darkness may surround you from the left and the right, from the front and the back. It may even attempt to attack the vessel, you that carries the light, in various ways. But the flame keeps shining, and whether one rejects it or not, the light is ever present. You can't help but see it. Reject it, perhaps. They can reject it, but they can see it. It's there and it's visible. And God's things that he does in the earth do not return back to him void. If he calls you into a place and you don't see what's happening, guess what? Something's happening. He doesn't send you on assignment for no reason or expecting that nothing's going to happen. You may not see it. They may reject you. They may speak negatively about you, but something's going on in the spirit realm. He's making something happen through you. One can't help but see light in darkness. Like the sun, S-U-N. It rises every morning, in spite of the darkness that seemed to take things over the night before. You simply cannot douse the S-O-N, sun. Too powerful, too bright. We are talking about unending life. He continues to shine forth what may light pierces darkness, penetrates it, punctures it, always does, always will. As believers, that powerful light of life is going to shine through you and I. And I've got to say, it looks bad for darkness. You get a God-fearing Christian going into a dark space, look out, darkness. You don't even have to open your mouth. Something's going to happen in the spirit realm. He'll just tell you, go over here. And you're going, what for? Because he's about to do something. He's about to do something through you. Maybe just being there, and the darkness can sense the presence of King Jesus through you. Now, we have to get a revelation, embrace it, and hold fast to it always. As believers, that powerful light of life is going to shine through you and I, and darkness is going to be overtaken. You may think it's small and it's significant flowing through little old you. Or little old me, but it only takes a small spark to get a flame going. I believe the body is equipped to ignite, to go on assignment in the dark places and the dark times, and those dark places and dark times are right now. It's happened in the past generations, it's happening now. This is your time to shine, despite the reports around you. It says in John 3:19, this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light. They're going to hate you. Just so you know, don't be moved by it. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. Now I pose the question, did Jesus stop illuminating because he understood that the world was a dark place and many would not come to the light? Many would not come to him. Was Jesus afraid of the darkness? Was Jesus afraid and did he stick his head into the sand and give up? Was he shaken by the reports of the times, by the news reports of the day? Don't remember reading that about Jesus. Was he adversely moved by demons, sickness, disease, death, or even his own death on the cross? Was he paralyzed by fear, rejection, loneliness, or isolation? And the answer is, I think not. Look at the word. Jesus kept moving. He wasn't concerned about what people were saying about him. Oh, gee, poor Christian, terrible, they blah, blah, blah. He didn't care. He was on assignment to seek and to save all that were lost. And he kept moving forward on assignment. He wasn't weighed down by what the world said about him, by the darkness around him, by the demons that were manifesting, by people that were trying to kill him. He kept moving forward. He was on assignment. And he was going to accomplish that assignment. He was going to get to Calvary, die for our sins, raise again on the third day. And then he was going to set his people on assignment. My disciples on assignment. Because he still has work to do in the earth. And it's going to be through you and I. On assignment for King Jesus. What an awesome, awesome responsibility in whatever way and whatever gift he's going to use through you. Your light is eternal. It isn't going out. It doesn't operate on batteries or electricity that can be depleted or cut off. If you persevere, and it's key, you have to persevere in the Word. A lot of people give up. Can't do this anymore. It's too difficult. Well, King Jesus said it was going to be real difficult. It was difficult for him. It's going to be difficult for you. You ought not give up. Because in the end, you get the reward that I'm bringing forth, which is life eternal. But I'm going to give you the abundant light. I said it before when I preached. Abundant doesn't mean everything's going to be good. It's going to be roller coaster. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. That's the abundant life he was talking about. But you should understand that he said it was going to be that way. He didn't stop moving forth in the gifting and calling, what he was called to do, to release what was supposed to be released, and he expects the same of his body. We ought to get firmly established in the Word and not let it go. Then let our light shine, especially in the world today, as we were created again for just this season. Get rid of the lies of the enemy. And they're coming forth strong in this hour because darkness coming upon the earth. He is the ruler of darkness. He's the ruler of this earth. And he'd like nothing better to do than to stop you from flowing in your gifting and calling. And he's going to do it in very subtle ways. He's going to try to stop you from going forth. Get rid of the lies. And here are some of them. You were a mistake. You were a mistake. You weren't supposed to be. You will never amount to anything. Your past so horrible, God couldn't possibly love or use you. I know people that's past are horrible and they're the greatest ministers I've ever seen. They've been in the drug things. They've done things that are horrific. And guess what? They got Jesus. They got healed. They got restored. They started moving forth in light and not in darkness. And now they're piercing the darkness. Jesus isn't holding you to your past. And we've all got one. I could tell you all sorts of things about me that I had to get shaken off. And I still deal with some things. But the reality is I'm moving ever so closer to the goal that God has for me. Because this is the hour that he's raising us up. Get rid of the lies. What you did on such and such a date, God will never forget and will judge you for it and send you to hell. Lie of Satan. You have nothing to offer the world. Lie from Satan. You are not gifted or equipped in any way to shine with the light of Christ Jesus that is within you. A lie. You're too old. You're too young. Too sick. Too messed up. Not lovable. You're struggling with a sin or issue, an addiction, and the list goes on and on and on. The father, the author of lies, Satan. Well, I say to Satan, you are defeated. Thank you, King Jesus. Now get behind me. You got to tell Satan to get behind you. I am the healed in Christ Jesus. I am the forgiven in Christ Jesus. I am the restored in Christ Jesus. And by the way, when I stumble and fall, because if you think you become a Christian, suddenly life's going to be grand, you're never going to make a mistake, not happening. We're in the flesh. It's not an excuse, but we're in the flesh. There he is with his outstretched arm, hand, waiting to pick me up, dust me off, give me needed rest, and then get me back to shining with his light in me. Look out, darkness. The light of Christ is ready to shine through me. It's ready to shine through you. You cannot douse the flame that is within, and it's ready to spark a flame of darkness penetrating fire. Do you believe it? Darkness penetrating fire. It's going to happen through you. Then it happened that Jesus was reclining at the table in the house. Behold, many tax collectors, sinners came and were dealing with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why is your teacher eating with the tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus heard this, he said, It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn from this what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but I came to call sinners. If you've got a past, King Jesus is going to help you out. You're just the person he's looking for. All that the Father gives to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I'm not going to cast out. I don't care about your past. If you're struggling with something now, I don't care about that, but I'm going to get you healed if you're willing to receive me. If you're willing to subject yourself to me, I'll get you healed. I'll bring people into your life, circumstances, I'll supernaturally heal you, but you're going to get healed because I'm going to put you on assignment. You come to me, I'm going to enlist you in the army to go and pierce the darkness. Amen. It's happening through you. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and Jesus is the only one that can do it, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. John 10:10, you have to understand this. It's Satan's job to steal from you, to kill you, to destroy everything in your life. But Jesus came to give life and have it abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. I'm here to tell you, or perhaps remind you, if you don't already know, that Jesus loves you. Are you hearing these words? Jesus loves you, and his love is unconditional. How many times will Jesus forgive me? Every time you ask. How many times can I go down the slippery slope over and over again? And Jesus forgives me every time you ask. He's always there waiting to bring you back, to restore you, to repair you, to get you back up. But not so you feel good. To make you shine in the darkness. That's what you're called to do. I am here to tell you Jesus loves you. And by that, spiritually, I mean he's ready to heal you if you're ready to submit to it. You are the light of the world. Hear me, because the world's going to tell you otherwise. We are the light of the world, a city that on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket. You weren't meant to shine in your house doing nothing. You weren't meant to just sit in the four walls of the church and sing some nice songs, hear a good message, and then do nothing with it. You were created to shine. And he equips the whole body, and then he sends people out in different areas. I can't go to the area you're supposed to go to. I'm not equipped to do it. But he's equipped you. Everyone, I could mention names. Pastor Tim is equipped to do something. Linda's equipped to do something. Dan's equipped to do something. But we're all doing it in different places. We come together as a body to get edification and encouragement, get the word, get charged up, and go out on assignment wherever the Lord's leading you by the calling of the Holy Spirit. And I don't go anywhere where the Holy Spirit doesn't tell me to go. I'm not going to start rebuking things if the Holy Spirit doesn't tell me to rebuke them. But I am going to do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. If he tells me to preach and teach, I'm going to preach and teach. If he tells me to go to the jail, I'm going to go to the jail. If he tells me to pray, I'm going to pray. We all are on assignment. And those assignments may change. The location you're sent to may change. But we're all carrying the light of life. Jesus. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You are destined. I say it again, you are destined to shine in this hour. Your trials and tribulations, your pain and suffering, your journey through hell and back has favorably positioned you to do such things as shine because you didn't give up. I hear all sorts of stories. What a horrible growing up experience I've had. How terrible things have been for me. Did you get healed from it? Then you're strong in the Lord because you're going to need to be strong to pierce darkness. Right? Not your strength, but the strength of the Lord God in you. He uses, or I should say, co-labors with just such people. You've had to go through hell and back. You're going to be a great person to pierce the darkness because you're going to get attacked. And those are the ones that Satan tries to stop. When you get attacked at that level, he knows something's in you that's going to pierce the darkness. I was abused as a child. I did drugs. I had this problem. I had that problem. Hallelujah! You must be on assignment somewhere down the road because God's going to do great things in and through you. Oh, I feel sorry for myself. You need to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Something's going to happen. I can feel it in the spirit. He's going to use and co-labor with you to pierce dark places. What is the work? The disciples and people asked, the Pharisees asked it. Jesus said, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? The very first thing you need to do is this is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent. If you aren't grounded and rooted in Jesus, not much you're going to do. But if you hold fast to that, believe in him, hold fast to it, you'll begin to do what you're supposed to do. We must believe in him. And in spite of any human feelings or emotions to the contrary, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, whether my feelings or emotions line up with the truth or not. Because feelings and emotions change from hour to hour, day to day, minute to minute. I may have a bad day. I may pray and not hear anything. Oh, God doesn't exist. You better get it firmly established. He does exist. And you get that by the Holy Spirit. No one's going to tell you that. The Holy Spirit's going to reveal it to you. And once he reveals it to you, I'd suggest you not wipe that out. I don't care about my feelings or emotions. It doesn't have anything to do with the reality that Jesus the Christ is Lord and Savior. Jesus the Christ is the light of life, and he's living in me. Jesus the Christ is going to lead me into dark places to bring his light. None of that changes based on the day I'm having, the emotions I'm feeling. It is what it is. He's the way, the truth, the life. And that's established in me. Now, what are you going to do with me, Lord? I'm established through the Holy Spirit that Christ is my Lord and Savior. My eternal destination is established. I have life and even abundant life in the here and now. Once you have that established in your heart, then we must let the light of life shine. Are you ready? I say, are you ready to pierce the darkness? It's not 6 months down the road. It's not 10 years down the road. It's now. Today is the day that you're supposed to shine. And from this day forth. Light. The Greek word is phos. It means to shine or to make manifest, especially by rays. And I'm telling you, walk in a room, don't say anything, suddenly that light's coming out of you. And things start to change in the spirit realm. In the Hebrew, aura, luminary, lightning, bright, clear. Why? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who possibly can I fear? I don't fear the darkness, and it's all around us, because I'm light in Christ Jesus. Children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, whom we appear as lights in the world. And again, they can reject us, they can spat on us, they can do all sorts of things. It doesn't change who you are. You are a light bearer. You are a light bearer until the very day you take your last breath. The world can't change it. They can deny us. They can rebuke us. They can reject it. But the reality is they can't change the fact that Jesus has set you on assignment to go forth and be light, and whatever he sends is going to accomplish what he intended it to accomplish, whether the world agrees with it or says it's going to happen or not, whether a president is in office that we like or not, whether governments are in office that we like or not. God will use evil rulers to accomplish his plan. The whole body of Christ all upset about who's going to get an election. Who cares? I mean, we should have concern. We should be voting according to our Holy Spirit speaking to us. But the reality is, whoever gets in office is there because of God. And he'll use evil kings, and he'll use good to accomplish his purpose. It doesn't stop us from the assignment we're called to do. We're light bearers. Whether this person's in office, whether that person's in office, whether things are going on around us that are dark or not, I'm a light bearer, you're a light bearer. What difference does it make? Let's continue on assignment. Put on the armor of light. The night, it says, is almost gone. And the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Be light in the Lord, the word says. You were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. We're to walk as children of life, and the fruit of life consists of, and hear this, all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Christianity's got a bad rap because we're running around condemning everybody, judging everybody. I'm not anybody's judge. How did Jesus deal with the people? He first met their needs. You got a need for food, clothing, shelter. You got to get a demon exorcised out of you. He took care of the people, and then when opportunity presented itself, then he gently brought forth the word. You're an abortionist! You're going to hell! Never saw Jesus do that. He always came in and... Now, he had righteous anger. He turned over the money tables, and there's a time and season for that, and if the Holy Spirit leads you to do something like that, and you're sure of it, then we got to do it. But the reality is, he was always walking and gently knocking. You ain't getting anybody saved if you're jamming it down their throat while they're in pain, while they don't have food, clothing, or shelter. You get those needs met and let the Holy Spirit bring opportunity to present itself. You're going to be amazed by what comes forth and what transpires. I've seen it in the jail ministry. I've seen it with people I've dealt with. We have to lead gently and in the love of Christ Jesus. Goodness, righteousness, truth. All things become visible when they're exposed to light. You walk in a room, things are going to become visible, right? You may even see things in the spirit realm, but maybe you're not supposed to release something because God's just telling you, I'm setting the stage for what I'm about to do in that dark place. Well, who's going to change it, Lord? You are. I'm setting you on assignment. Oh, I'm not equipped. Yeah, you're not equipped, but I am, and I'm living in you. I'm the one that's going to do the work. You just follow my leading. I'm going to have you do this or that or the other thing. And we ought not think it strange. Believers are sons and daughters of light. 1 Thessalonians, we are all sons of light, sons and daughters of light, and sons and daughters of the day. We are not of the night or darkness. Walking by the Spirit. And you all know these things, but we have to get it as the body of Christ because we've got a negative rap. There's some people out there calling themselves Christian that are doing horrific, and I'm not the judge of them. I'm just pointing what I'm observing. They're so hateful. They're so condemning of people. And I'm saying to myself, this just doesn't seem to line up with the Word of God or who Jesus was. And again, pastors sometimes have to talk to people. The Word says, bring a correction. But they're called to do it. Okay? We need to walk in love first and foremost. Jesus always walked in love. Remember when he was being captured to go to the cross, one of the soldiers came to him and was going to take him, and one of the disciples cut his ear off, right? What did Jesus do? This guy was going to take him to the cross for him to die. What was Jesus doing? He was walking in love. He attached the ear back on. How many of us could do that to our enemy? He was showing us how to lead in a dark place. These were dark times even back then. He reattached the guy's ear and kept going to the cross. Love. Walking in joy in spite of your circumstances, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, praise God, I'm alive today. I woke up. I have another opportunity to serve the Lord. I may not be the same physically I was 20 years ago or even last week. But I have opportunity to serve the Lord. I'm joyful for that. Not everything's great in my life. It wasn't great in Jesus' life either. Who cares? I'm a light bearer. I ought to get up and be that light bearer. Peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Walking in love, walking in joy, walking in peace, walking in patience, and I have a hard time with that one. All right? The older I get, I said, oh my gosh, I've become my daddy. Not a patient man, but it was a great man of God. Okay? Walking in patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We all have to learn self-control, myself included. There's things that are still being cleaned up. Crucifying the flesh with its passions and desires. And here's a good one for the body, not being boastful. I am who I am. I can do what I do because of Jesus in me. But my gift is no better than yours. We all have gifts. I'm humbled that Pastor Tim would have me come up here, right? But anybody in the room can do whatever it is they're called to do because God gives us gifts, and we ought to respect one another's gift. We're not in competition with one another. I used to say it when I ministered. If I would go into the jail and there was someone in there that says, I got a word of God, it's my time to sit down. Man of God, bring your word up. Apparently God's working through you today, and I'm going to humble myself because I'm nothing, but he's everything. Let us not lose heart in doing good, the word says, being light, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. And it takes a lot of stamina to be a Christian. You got to make it all the way till when God calls you home. And there's times when we want to give up, and I'm telling you, you ought not give up. Right? You ought not give up. I love it. Jesus said, gird up your loins. You know, get tough. But not through your strength, through the strength of Christ Jesus in you. And there are times we're not going to feel tough. And then call on Jesus and say, hey, I'm having a tough time. He'll give you rest when you need to have rest. Ministers need to have rest. You go minister, and it's stressful. Sometimes Jesus walked away and just prayed to the Father and rested. While we have opportunity, the word says, let us do good to all people, especially to those who are of the household of faith. We ought to take care of one another, right? And then we ought to take care of others, okay? Because we're called to do it. What are we boasting about? We're boasting about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? The body of Christ, love to infight. Oh, the word means this, the word means that, la-da-la-da-la-da. Do you believe in Jesus the Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yes. We're the body of Christ. We need know nothing more. All the other stuff, and this is my opinion, is fluff, right? We ought to be walking that word. But if we're going to argue over every doctrinal difference, this is baptism, this is communion, this your word, Pastor, wasn't right. I'm not judging anybody. If a man of God or a woman of God comes up and preaches the word, I'll be led by the Holy Spirit to receive it, not receive it. Morality is, thank goodness for that person. It's not my place to boast, to judge, to do whatever. All right? If you haven't heard, we are just passing through this earth on our way to our glorious eternal destination. We are all aliens and strangers, according to 1 Peter, in this place. But a place has been prepared for us where he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no death, no longer any mourning, crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. He is making all things new. Why do I light up? I know where I'm going. And it's going to be great. All the things I suffer here are going to get wiped out. He is making all things new. And if we overcome in this lifetime, we're going to inherit what he has for us. We are a chosen race. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, a people of God's own possession. You ought not concern yourself with the world view. Because I'm telling you, they don't like Christians. They're not supposed to. The word says that's what's going to happen in the end times. Right? Why? So that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but you are the people of God. You have not received mercy, but you now have received mercy. Now I'm going to close and we're going to get to the 22. But my belief has put me on assignment, and I make no apologies for my belief. I believe in God the Father Almighty, who is the maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. I believe he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. I believe he was born of the Virgin Mary. I believe he suffered under Pontius Pilate. I believe he was crucified, died, and was buried. I believe he rose again on the third day. I believe he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I believe he's going to come back to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Christian Church. I believe in the communion of saints. I believe, I believe, I believe, and I make no apologies about it. I won't compromise my values and beliefs because the world tells me it's not right. Because Jesus said they're going to tell you it's not right. And he said, stay strong until the end. I'm standing on the word of God. You aren't going to tell me Jesus the Christ isn't Lord and Savior. You're not going to tell me the Holy Spirit doesn't exist. You're not going to tell me he expects us to walk a certain way in the earth. You're not going to tell me I'm not a light bearer because my word is in me. Jesus the Christ, the light of light, is in me. Light of life is in me. Dark days are coming. They're here. Fear not. You and I were created to shine this very time in this very season. Not in hatred, not in judgment, not in condemnation, but in the compassion and the love of Jesus the Christ. Mashiach. Christus. The love and compassion of Jesus the Christ. The love of the Father and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I'll close here. Shall we ignite the flame? Shall we illuminate the light of life, Jesus the Christ, within us? I say the word is in you. Shine. Shine. Make a difference in the world. Touch a lost and dying generation, little old you and I, and make a difference. The power to do so is within you. Jesus the Christ. No substitute. Jesus the Christ, no substitute. There is darkness. What is the answer? You are. You're the answer to a dark world. Jesus the Christ is in you. Now I say, go and shine. Amen.